Welcome to the Rent to Rent Success Podcast, the only podcast entirely dedicated to helping you achieve rent to rent success. We talk about the ethical way to get you started in property without buying it. This is our place to inspire each other to believe bigger, to be bolder, and to be game changers for good. Property investors and sisters Stephanie and Nikki Taylor are your guides on this exciting ride. Let's start up the engines and get ready to fly. Welcome to the Rent to Rent Success Podcast, all about creating consistent cash flow, escaping the 9-to-5, and really living life on your terms. This is the only podcast entirely dedicated to helping you achieve rent to rent success. It's our place to inspire each other to believe bigger, to be bolder, and to be game changers for good. I'm Stephanie Taylor, your guide on this exciting ride. Let's start up the engines and get ready to fly. This is the Rent to Rent Success Podcast Rockstar Edition. Today's episode is an interview with a rent to rent rockstar, which we know that you're going to love. Someone who knew nothing about rent to rent, someone who thought they didn't have enough money, enough time, or the right contacts to get started in property. Then they found rent to rent, they followed the process and found rent to rent success. This episode was recorded live in our Rent to Rent Success Secrets Facebook group. So if you want to see us as well as hear us, join our Facebook group at renttorentsuccess.com/group. That's renttorentsuccess.com/group. Because it's live, though, the sound quality may be lower, yet it is so worth listening to as we talk about what it's really like to run a rent-to-rent business. This is a person that we admire, someone who believes bigger, who is bolder, and who is a game changer. Enjoy this episode of Rent-to-Rent Real Talk with a true rent-to-rent rock star. Hello, hello, hello. It is Stephanie here. So excited. It is the second edition of Rent to Rent Real Talk. We have Rent to Rent rockstar Lois Wilson in the house. Hey, Lois.
Hiya.
And hello to all you Rent to Rent rockstars watching in the Rent to Rent Success Secrets Facebook group. And yeah, you're in for an amazing show tonight. We're going to go on Lois's journey with Rent to Rent. Lois has achieved a phenomenal amount. She's got a thriving charity in Southeast London, and she's kicked it off with Rent to Rent big style with My Cozy Homes. And we're going to delve into all the whys and wherefores and what happens of the Rent to Rent reality behind the rhetoric. First of all, I'm just going to say hello to my co-host, Miss Nikki T.
Hey, everybody. Good to be on with you all.
And now we're going to go to the star of this show, Rent to Rent rock star, Miss Lois Wilson. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Doing really well. Yep.
Okay, Lois, let's start off at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about you.
About me. I'm a mother of two young ladies. Mm-hmm. Also somebody who loves chicken. I talk about it everywhere I go. I've got to bring the chicken into it. And basically, I manage My Cozy Homes, which is a family-run business. We've been now going for about nearly 3 years. And that's it really about me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. And well, we'll just take it back to the beginning of Rent to Rent. That's what we're talking about. That's the thing tonight. So what made you want to get started with the Rent to Rent?
To be honest, it's been a pipe dream. I've had this dream for 20 years to try and get into property. But, you know, when you get involved in family, bringing up young children, having a career, and it was always something that was in the back burner, And you kind of always think you never have the right time to start. You don't have the funds, or the children are young, or you get caught up in life. You're trying to grow a career. So it was a pipe dream that was always put on the back burner, because we never thought that property was ever accessible to someone like myself, just an average lady with children and a family. We just never thought it was accessible. And also, it was very rare to see females in property. So there was no real direction for you to go in unless somebody literally gave it to you in your lap. So it was a pipe dream that was always there, and it sat on the back burner because I raised my family, started my career, and the career just got in the way. So it was just something that I always wanted. So it was always there.
So Lois, what was the hardest thing about getting started?
I think the main thing that stopped me was confidence and also accessibility. How could I access anything to even start me off? Back in the day, it was like people that were in property kept it very much close to their chest. Nobody was telling you anything. Nobody was giving you a hand up. Everyone, if you were in it, well, you were in it. And if you weren't in it, you're on the outside. That was it. And also, I think when you're trying to raise children, and also funding wasn't always easily accessible for females as well, there just wasn't an easy way to get into it unless you bought your own home. And that was probably the way you may become an accidental landlord. So that was one way in. But in terms of starting out as an investor, that was really difficult, especially for females as well. So it was difficult to make a start early on.
Yeah, but what got you over it? How did you get over it? If other people are watching and thinking, oh, I feel the same as Lois, but how do you sort of get over it? Have you got any advice there?
I got over it by two things. I wasn't getting any younger. That was the main thing. Yeah. And the second thing is I'd raised my children. I'd hit the ceiling in terms of what I wanted to do. I grew my career as an accountant, and it was really about mindset. And I think what really sort of pushed me into it is when I was headhunted to run a local charity for our church, our food bank.
Yeah.
And when I looked at that and saw the progression that that food bank made, and that was something that was started from scratch, it gave me the confidence then to think, well, hold on, if I can do that, and I knew nothing about food banks, I just thought it was handing out a couple of biscuits here, there, but it's a whole machine. It's a whole big beast. If I could do that and learn it from scratch, then surely I can start my own business. Surely I could grow my business from scratch, even though I knew nothing about property. So I had the confidence in other areas of my life. It's just about getting over that mindset and the confidence to start something for myself. So that's what done it for me, really.
Brilliant. And actually, we have had a question, which... from Dwayne from London, and who we know very well. Hey, Dwayne. And it was, how long did it take for your business to gain momentum?
It took a little while, because I was stuck in the process. I was stuck in the steps. I was stuck in, oh, I've got to get a perfect title. What do I call my company? That took ages. And then I was stuck is, how do I get a logo? That took ages. Oh, do I get a bank account? What type of bank account? Every little step, it just took so long. And also as well, I think when you're not having your hand held, when you're kind of fumbling and finding your way, you could, if you knew the shortcuts, if you had somebody there holding your hand, helping you, you could get much further quicker. But when you're doing it on your own, you're not sure which step to take, which one. So you kind of do a scattergun approach. So I would say it took me about maybe a year to get real momentum, to keep plugging into going to network meetings, meeting like-minded people, and really get to know people in the industry, how it works, how it pulls together. So it took me about a year to kind of really make tracks, feel confident that I could stand in a room with other females that not necessarily that looked like me, but as over time you saw more and more that looked like you, and it gave me confidence to know that I can do this, I can do this.
I love the way you're talking, Lois. So let's go on to the first deal, because people are always interested. Well, how do you do it? How do you get that first one? So tell us about how did you get your first one?
My first deal, it didn't come straight away because obviously London is a much harder market. Not that anywhere else isn't hard, but you're coming up against a lot of other people that are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But it was something that I was determined and I thought, I'm going to do this. So I kept plugging away. I kept writing letters. I kept looking in newspapers. I just kept using every opportunity I had to try and find landlords. Eventually, one of my letters that were designed, they were sent out to a whole stream of landlords. And eventually a landlord rang me back. We ended up getting chatting. I was on the phone with the landlord for over an hour. I actually forgot I was talking to the landlord. And in the end, it just came about that way because we got on so well. So it goes to show that when you're speaking with landlords, you've got to build a friendship first. It's not just about the business and the numbers and the stacking. It's about building confidence and the friendship, building it up over that time of trust as well. And from that, she gave us the first deal that we had.
Great. And we've had, I love that. First of all, let me just pick out a few points for people. The letters. Now, let me tell you, the letters that Lois designed, I say not to design them, just keep it simple. But Lois's letters were designed. They were quite clever. I've never seen a more beautiful letter. And then the next thing that people worry about is when the landlords call you. But again, you gave some great tips on that. And somebody in the comments, we can't see who, has said, what would your top tip be to newbies?
That's a comment from Sian. Top
tips. Oh, hi, Sian.
Top tips is to get started. That's the first thing, is to get started. Perfect. Don't let fear, because I had fear. And people would look at me and think, you, fear, you're so mouthy or whatever. I'm not mouthy, but I have my insecurities too, just like everybody else. But don't let fear hold you back. And things did hold me back. So that's a top tip. Get over your fear. Change your mindset. Get around like-minded people. Get around like-minded people. People will say to you, oh, you're not doing this, or you can't do that, or why would you want to do that? It's too late in life. I was told I was too old. And I thought about it, and that kind of stuck in my brain. But I had to kind of negate the naysayers and move along with what my dream was and decide I'm going to make a start. So it's about making a start, get around like-minded people, and also get yourself trained properly. Train with people that you trust, that you know are going to hold your hand and not going to take you right through the process. I would say that's the first things to a newbie. Those are the first top three things I would do if I were you.
Yeah, and Sean has just said true. Yeah. So you got your first deal, Lois, and this person called you back. You spent an hour on the phone. How did you know what to say? I suppose you only were, I'm just, because that's one of the things that people really worry, isn't it? What do I say when the landlord calls me? Have you got any tips there? Keep them on the phone for an hour.
Do you know what? When the phone rang, I looked at it and I thought, oh, that's my phone. So I just stared at it and something said, Lois, pick it up. Oh, that's what you do, pick the phone up. So I picked it up and I didn't know what to say. I bumbled, I was nervous. I didn't know what to call her or what to say to her because I wanted to sound confident. I wanted to sound as if I knew my business inside out. But when you get that first phone call, you are nervous. But I just explained to her what I did, what I stood for, that it's a family-run business. And I think it was those things that I said to her with confidence, even though, you know, I hadn't had a full-blown conversation like that before, but I just spoke to her with confidence about what I did. And I spoke from the heart of what I did and that I was a new person. And I think it was the trust that I built up in that short time that kind of got us to that next stage of we just carried on talking. In the end, we stopped talking about business and started talking about family. So that's what built it up. And from there, I found that, do you know what? They're just human like us, but once they got the title landlord, you think that they're sort of some different species, but they're not. They're human like you and me. Yeah. They've got their issues. You've just got to find out what it is and then just talk to them about it. That's what I did.
Well, just on the back of that, then, it really is about that know, like, and trust, isn't it? And developing the relationship and then seeing where it goes. And as you say, that kind of light switch went on for you, it sounds, where you were able to appreciate that they're just a regular person, just a normal person, just like you and I, and you'll have things in common with them and there's an opportunity there. Nice. So it really inspiring, Lois.
It is. And the next thing I want to ask is the next question that people say, but why would a landlord give you a property? Why couldn't they make more money out of it? So I want you to tell the story. Why would a landlord give a property to you?
Well, I can talk about my landlords. Now, each one of them, I'm taking away a problem from them. Mm-hmm. And also, they feel confident to put their investment in my hands and that I'm going to manage it. And because we are a family-run business, because we're very close to our properties, we treat them like our own homes. And when once you build that confidence with the landlord that you're going to take care of everything from tenant management, no more call-outs for them late at night, no more tenants that want to argue with them, no more trying to fill voids, fill rooms, and you're going to take care of the maintenance, you're going to put cleaners in their property. Once you lay it out, it's like a cake. You put all the ingredients in and you've got a perfect cake. That's what you give your landlords. You want to give them a stress-free life.
What I mean is, these specific landlords, what was their experience? Why did they call you that day? Why?
Do you know what? Well, a couple of landlords have actually said to me is that they've had my letter sitting at their kitchen table, just propped up somewhere, and then they saw repeated letters. So it's almost like, oh, well, I've seen you before. Familiarity. You're not a one-trick pony. You've been around for a while. And they gave me a call because they had an issue that they wanted resolved. And when they spoke to me, explained to me what their problems were, and then I showed them how we could resolve it, you know, in a way that is comfortable to them and giving them the confidence that we can look after their property.
I mean, Lois, what exactly was the problem for the landlord? So your first landlord, she had specific issues. So I'm just saying, as an example, this is why this landlord called Lois, is because of X, Y, and Z.
Okay, well, one particular landlord I can tell you about, her problem was that she wanted to spend more time with her family. And it wasn't her managing an HMO was not allowing for that. There was a newborn grandchild. She wanted to spend time with the grandchild. She also wanted to spend more time with her family as she was getting older. And that was just something that she wasn't able to do. She couldn't do both and also run an HMO. So that was, I was able then to step in at that point and relieve her of those things, that she was able then to go back and live her life the way she wanted to, so that she wouldn't have to worry about anything further.
Perfect. Another
one of my landlords, they like properties, they love properties, they don't want tenant management. They just don't like it, they don't want it, they're not interested in it. And that's the thing, we take away all that from them. So they're happy to just buy properties and just hand it over.
So how much did it cost to get your first one up and running? What was your investment into it?
The investment, initially, there wasn't a great deal of investment. I would say about £500-600. There wasn't a great deal. It was very light refurbishment, such as curtains, a small area of a room being redecorated. And some of the property was already had tenants in there, so I didn't have to lay out a big investment. But what I found after a while is that I went in and looked at it with a fresh eye, and I decided to then put more investment in to bring in new settees, change curtains, decorate, make it more light and area. Because the type of professionals that we put in, that's the standard that they want. So overall, over time, I would say roughly that first one was about £2,000. By the time you put in some leather settings, some new curtains, painting, decorating, things like that to bring an uplift to the property and give it more value, then I would say about £2,000 eventually. But you don't have to spend that much. That's just what I chose to spend because it made sense. It stacked up on paper and it worked out for me that way.
I think it's quite a nice story because it was already tenanted. I just happen to know from previous that you, one of them was five beds and the other one was five bed, the first two. And then there was only two rooms, one in each one. So you only really had to spruce up the two bedrooms. And and then later on you did the living area and all that.
Nice.
And so how much did that first deal cash flow for you, Lois?
The first deal was cash flowing £750 a month.
Nice. So after all costs, £750 in your pocket?
In my pockets. After all costs are taken care of and landlord's been paid, all your bills have been paid, £750 straight into our account.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. That's a nice one to get going with.
Yeah.
It was. And tell us about your... Oh, somebody's made a comment, so I'm just going to put that up on the screen. Do you know who it is, Nick?
I'll check out.
So what I'm getting from what you're saying, Lois, is that building rapport with someone you've never met before is the key for any business.
Yeah, I would say so. It's like if you was to go into a shop. I mean, I'm very big on customer relations. I'm really big on that. If I go into a shop and I have a shop assistant that will treat me a certain way, I'm not likely to want to really deal with that person. Whereas if I have somebody that's telling me a load of rubbish, but you're so nice, not that I'm gullible, but it's all about how you treat people. So the people that are treated nicely, they will warm to you, they will open up to you, and it's an opportunity then to build a relationship. So relationships are so important. It's your net worth. It's your net worth. If you've got good relations, it builds everything else off of the back of that.
We've got Ingrid watching from Essex. Hey, Ingrid. And
Where are we? So what's your plan now for your rent-to-rent business? Where are you at now? What's your current situation?
Well, my plan now for the rent-to-rent business is to grow it further. We're now going to specialise in one area because we know the area like the back of our hands. So we're going to concentrate in this particular area of Southeast London, and also just to continue to expand and offer our landlords more value for money, and obviously just take over, you know, properties at a certain amount at a time. I think if you try to just grow it too large, you can't give that personal touch. And also, I think that's what our landlords love about us, because we're a family-run business, and a lot of them are really attached to family, because that's what our ethos is that family is important to us. Every environment we go into, it's about family. So it's about growing our business and also continue to do what I do personally in terms of running up the food bank that I still involved with heavily. And also just to do the things that I want to do, because once you work for yourself, you run your own business, it then gives you that jump start to do other things for yourself that you want to do, rather than being dictated to by somebody else. So that's kind of where I'm at the minute, just to grow the business steadily within the area that we are focused on.
Brilliant. It's really good to hear, Lois, in almost all of your comments and your responses, that values and that family bit is really, really strong. And I can imagine when you're talking to the landlord, you know, how that resonates with them. And it's just kind of part of that My Cozy Home brand.
Yeah.
Really powerful stuff.
Hey there. Are you curious about making money from properties you don't own? Watch your free rent-to-rent success masterclass and get the full lowdown on rent-to-rent with me. Get started at renttorentsuccess.com/guide. That's renttorentsuccess.com/guide. You'll learn more about rent-to-rent and how it can change your life. Okay, now let's get back to the show.
I would like to just point out that Lois, as well as running the charity that you run, running the property business that you run, also is also now a model and a celebrity. What if you're on YouTube, check Lois out. There's a Boohoo Hall, Life with Lois. It's all about lifestyle, business and fashion, is it?
Yeah.
Lifestyle, business and fashion. And Lois is so entertaining. It's ents, next level. So do check that out as well.
So Lois, you kind of started possibly to go into at the end of your last answer or share about what this business has meant for you and what it's unlocked for you. But can you give us a bit more about that? You know, the changes that have come about in your life as a result.
Oh, big changes. I mean, I was working in the square mile of the city of London. I was an accountant, and accountancy is very pressurizing, especially towards year end. Mm-hmm. I'm a person that I love Christmas. I absolutely love. I'm a baby when it comes to Christmas. I love it. But I could never enjoy Christmas because after the back of Christmas, it was tax year end. And so every year I could not enjoy myself with my family, my friends, because I had that panic of tax year end as soon as January hits. Mm-hmm. So you almost pre-panic when you know something was coming. This happened year after year after year. I felt like even if you were ill, then you could not be ill. Not that we want to be ill, but at least you want to have that recovery time. There was never that I could never have the freedom to really live my life on my terms. So eventually I just thought, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I really can't. I'm getting older. I'm very particular in certain things that I would like to do. So I thought, why not start the business that you really, really wanted to start? Mm-hmm. What's to stop you? You know, there's little words in my head, little things saying, no, you're too old, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I've got two daughters that are looking at me, and I need to continue to be an example as long as I can for them. So I just said, I'm going to start this business. And since starting my business, I am now my own manager. I manage my own time, even though I may not manage it well, because sometimes I'm up to all hours, but I'm up to all hours because it's mine. I'm up to all hours because I'm working for it. I can lie down in bed till 10 o'clock if I want to, but then I may also work till 2 o'clock in the morning if I want to. If I'm not feeling very well, then I'm having a day off. I can dictate on my terms. Something that really, really proved to me that I made the right decision. Sadly, my father passed away suddenly last year. I was able to then literally say to my daughters, we're getting on that plane and we're going, because my dad wasn't in this country. We were able to organise to fly him to where he wanted to be buried in Jamaica. And we were able to do that because I am self-employed. My business, the way the business is set up, that I could manage it from abroad because it's systemized. The way it's set up is that I have my power team around me, but I was able to go, even though it was a very sad occasion. I did have a couple of friends that I said, look, can you just oversee anything that you need to be on the ground in the UK? Because also, again, that goes back to building strong people around you, people that you trust, that you can say, look, this is my business. I'm handing this part over to you. Here's a set of keys in case anything, you can get into that property. So I was able to then do what I wanted to do. Now, when we was in Jamaica, I really wanted to stay, and I could have, but I just thought, no, I need to get back to run the business. But now, if I want to have a day off, or I want to go away for the weekend, or I want to say, I'm going to take today off, I'm going to go clothes shopping, I'm going to start a YouTube channel, I have that choice. And this is the biggest thing. When you work for yourself, no one can tell you what you should be doing, because you are the boss of you, and you are the one that's operating. So that's the biggest thing. Freedom for your family, freedom for your friends, freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it. You call the shots.
Yeah. Wow. I could hear my hair standing on end. I could feel them. No, that is so true. So you need to make sure that if you want more of Lois, you're going to go and subscribe on the YouTube's Life with Lois. Make sure you do that. Let her know what you think of her fleecy fleecy dress. Blush.
Well, the first one that I released, which was last week, was a loungewear, because, you know, we're on lockdown now, of course. So it was a loungewear thing, and there's been... And you'll see me in some pajamas and whatever, but whatever. And today we've just released another one, which is a big, I know, it's an ASOS haul. It's been released about an hour ago, guys. So go and check it out, and please give me some likes so we can keep doing it. But I'm really blessed that I'm able to do that now.
Oh, and we've had some lovely comments. Who's on Facebook, Nikki, saying, sing it, girl. That was probably when you were saying about the freedom and you went and did it and then you could go away. What advice, we've asked you a little bit this before, but what advice would you give to people who are getting started now, Lois?
The first advice I would give is to get around like-minded people. That's the first thing. Get yourself out on Facebook, look at the groups that are doing what it is that you want to do. I mean, Rent to Rent Success, hey, that says it all. Get onto the Facebook group, have a look at what's going on, find out about, you know, the tutors or the mentors that you want to work with, and really get yourself plugged into it. And also pick that strategy and stick to it. Sometimes things are hard in the beginning and you think, oh, this is not working out. Oh, well, I'm not meant to do it. No, the best things are, you know, the best laid plans are stuck to. And sometimes when things are harder, the reward at the end
sweeter.
So stick to it, get around like-minded people, get yourself trained. Definitely get yourself trained and make sure that you are with people that are thinking like you. My mum used to say to me, move with the people that are moving in your direction. So you move with like-minded people. That way you've got momentum. So if you're feeling a little bit low, they'll pull you up. You know, somebody else is feeling low, you pull them up. Return the favour. That's the best way to be as a newbie, I would say. And then momentum will kick. And before you know it, you'll be on here instead of me.
Yeah. And then Elijah's saying he can't wait, Lois, that he wants to play more golf. So I'm sure that's going to happen for you, Elijah. We've talked about, and is there any resources, books, podcast, or anything like that that you particularly recommend?
Well, the one thing I'd recommend, especially to a newbie, is there's a book called Go For No. Now, initially, when I started out, I had this real fear of talking to estate agents. And I thought, what's the worst that could happen? But I still wouldn't go in there. And then one day I literally went to the estate agents. I leaned up outside and I just looked in. And I thought, I don't think I can do this. And then there was a Kentucky shop next door. And I thought, I'm going to get some chicken. So I went in the Kentucky shop and I sat in my car and I ate this chicken. And I thought, I feel better, but I still haven't set out to do what I want to do. So I thought, you can't just keep eating chicken. I know. But I thought, this is not going to get me the deals. So in the end, I remember I had the book. I had the physical book. But somehow I just didn't want to sit and read it. So I got it on Audible. I listened to it in my car. I listened to it wherever I could. And it's almost like the book, I won't give it away because I want you guys to read it, but it's almost like what could have happened if you'd have taken certain steps? What's the worst that could happen if you didn't take that step? And that sort of got me in the mindset. It's all about the mindset. And that moved me forward to actually go and talk to agents. Now I'm telling you what I want. You listen to what I want. And we now can have a conversation. So that's a good book, I would say, to start off with. Another book that I would recommend, which I read it sort of late in life, but if I'd have ever known, I would recommend this book earlier, as early as possible, which is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Now, it all teaches you about money and how to think about money, and that money should work for you, not you work for money in the sense of the way we think we should work for it. So it's about making assets, and what are good assets, what are liabilities, and also understanding the relationship with money as well. So those are the two books I would recommend for a newbie. I won't recommend any more because you get overwhelmed, but you know what, if you check out my channel, you'll see books on there as well that I recommend for business.
And Nikki, what about you?
Well, I'd have probably gone for the Go For Now. I'm thinking of another one. I've got to get on my desk at the moment. I can't even bring it into the shop. Who Moved My Cheese is a good one. A good podcast would be Brooke Castillo, who has got very motivational, a lot of self-development things in regards to challenging you in all different facets of your life, and also in business. Because essentially, as Lois has said, it's all about your mindset. If you can get the chimp off your shoulder, you know, you're able to move forward, and it's that consistency of application and action that actually moves the needle and brings about the results.
Absolutely. And the book I would recommend, I think that one of the keys to business, apart from the relationships that you talked about, is negotiation. You get what you can negotiate. And there's an amazing book that I read quite recently by Chris Voss, who's an FBI negotiator. And it's called Never Split the Difference. And it shows you how to negotiate really effectively. And there's some simple strategies that really will help you to get the wins that you're looking for, but also help the other person you're negotiating with feel like they're also winning. And I wish I'd read this years ago, as you were saying, Lois. One of the main things that he talks about is to understand first, because we have an innate drive as humans, especially when you're in a disagreement, to be understood. But this is all about understanding the other person first and then moving on from there. And most of us think that we do that, but we don't do that. And so when you actually start to do that, it's really powerful. Mm-hmm. So I really encourage you to check that one out. And for those of you who are watching this and you're just thinking, wow, what I was feeling like Lois was feeling and like we were feeling before we started, and you want to just check out the info to get started, you can get the guide, the Rent to Rent Success Guide and Masterclass, to find out more about how to make money from other people's properties or from properties you don't own. Lois, coming back to you, is there anything that you want to share with people?
I think the only thing I would want to share is that sometimes we think to ourselves, what are the barriers that are stopping us? Mm. And sometimes we think, I didn't get enough education, I didn't get that degree, mm-hmm. or I've got children, I'm a mum, I can't do it, mm-hmm. or I've got to work 9 to 5, I'm tired afterwards, or you think, I'm too old. Mm. I thought I was too old. Mm. But then you always hear that you're as old as you feel. But I started to feel a little bit creakly around the edges, but I just thought, no, I've still got to do this, because I'd rather go to my grave knowing that I tried than I didn't try at all. So I would say that don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything deter you going for your destiny. If you wake up tomorrow morning and your eyes are open and you're breathing and you're healthy, that means you've got a destiny, you've got a plan. It means that God has put you here for a reason. So therefore, that reason, it will be in your heart. And not everybody else is going to see your dream, because that dream, that vision wasn't theirs to see. It was yours. If you've got a vision and it's been given to you, that's for you to follow it through. All you've got to do is make sure you're equipped with the right tools. Make sure that you've got the right people around you. Make sure that you work on your mindset, because you have to work on yourself as well. You can't just expect everything just to happen magically. It doesn't work like that. You have to put the work in. But whatever you do, get started. If you're not sure what to do, get around the right people. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask, because we're here to help. If you need to know anything, ask the question. Sometimes people will come through on my messenger and I may not get through to you straight away. But it's not because of that I don't want to. Sometimes your messages get flooded. But get around people and ask. Come into the Rent to Rent Success group. Ask the questions. And then you can always be referred on if you need more knowledge or more help. But the main thing is just to get around like-minded people and don't let anything deter you from fulfilling your destiny.
Oh, that was lovely, Lois. That was really nice. What about you, Nikki?
What was there, a question or just a thought? Just on the back of what you were saying though, Lois, that's so powerful, so inspiring. Again, it's kind of all of that just natural. For you, it doesn't seem like that, or might not feel like natural confidence, but I can just imagine, again, in the conversations with people, that's why, you know, it's just about relaxing and feeling comfortable and getting comfortable being uncomfortable, because actually once you kind of start, the bit of talking to an agent as an example is no longer a challenge. That's easy peasy, you know, that we'll find something else that's the challenge in, on the journey. But remarkable. Great, Lois.
Yeah. It just reminds me, you know, when we're talking about challenges, there were a few lockouts at the beginning, weren't there?
Oh my gosh. I will share, since you're twisting my arm.
Remy says that was amazing.
Thank you, Remy.
Thanks, Remy.
Right. Initially, when I first started my first property, I was like, pump, psych, yes, I've got my first property. I'm going to be a proper landlord kind of thing. Anyway, the first week, I think it was, or the second week, I was in bed feeling good, saying, yes, I'm going to have an early night. It was a Saturday night. I'm going to church in the morning, you know, get my praise on. And I was in bed and the hair was kind of like, that in bows. You know your hair is, it's not laid like it is now. It's not slaying. It's like that, yeah? So I was in bed and all of a sudden I got a phone call because I have a separate business mobile. So when that rings, you're kind of like, yeah. If it's your personal mobile, you don't mind. But the business one, like 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday, what's going on? Anyway, this particular tenant, very educated guy, highly educated, but he just couldn't get his key in the door. So I said, are you kidding? Are you kidding me? And they said, oh, I can't get in, you know, can you get here now? I said, well, I can't take an aeroplane, love. You're going to have to hang on a minute. So I thought, okay, I'm not getting up. And this particular tenant, I'd never met him before because he was one of the existing tenants already in the property. So I drove down there a bit like a mad woman. I didn't look done up at all. I was not happy. And then I got there and all I saw is this big, burly black woman walking towards him, thumping along. And he never had a lockout after that. He was frightened.
Now that's a system.
You know what? But I said to myself, from that day, I will never have another lockout. So then I remember thinking, okay, part of my course notes were how to systemize your business. And I tell you that week, I made sure that I got locks in there. So now I don't have that again. I can lie in bed and not be called out with my hair looking like that.
Yeah. I think that's a treat that needs to be saved for close friends only. Oh yeah, we'd say she remembers it. The message about the. But that's the great thing about this. It's there's all sorts of highs and lows. But this is what I say to people. You know, they say to me, "Should I get started? What about if something goes wrong?" I just say to them, "You know what? Something will go wrong, because when you're going to work every day for the next 40 years and the boss stresses you out and you've got long hours and you've got a commute and everything, there's good and there's bad with that. When you start your business, there's good and there's bad, but you've got more of the upside is possible to you when you will take that business road. So it's just for the people who are prepared to take, you know, whatever you do, take the rough with the smooth.
Yeah.
It's been amazing, Lois, having you on and having you within the group and the community, just because you are so giving and, you know, you've got the jokes as well. Now we're going to need to get your autograph now that you're on the YouTube with your own channel as a model. But do you want to add anything before we, tune out?
No, I was just going to say thank you for having me on. It's been a great opportunity. And I would say I love being in the group. I love meeting new people. And I love to know that I can help others. The thing is, I think when you first start off, we all just want someone to just talk to us, just to hold our hands. And that's what I love about the group, because as I say, wherever I go, I take family, and the group is like a family. So as soon as someone comes on board, we welcome you on, and then we are here to help whatever you need. So I love being part of the community. I will forever be part of the community. And I would say, if you want to be in a friendly environment where you can actually get the help and assistance you need, come on board. We're here.
And we have some other comments. Not only that, Steph, living on pension isn't something you need. Yes, yes. So true, the state pension is not all that, is it?
You know, at the beginning, you think, oh, can I do it? Can I not do it? And whatever else. And everybody's journey through is different. And as Steph said, there's going to be highs and lows and, you know, different parts as part of that journey. But it's just the bit that really encapsulated me about this whole share, Lois, is when you started to talk about what it's given you and the freedom, essentially, that you have now in your life and in your day to do or not to do. That's not to say that, you know, you don't have to respond to tenants or have a process or a system in place. But actually, if you put those processes and systems in place, it doesn't have to be a full-time 24/7 job or 40-hour a week job like the old days.
Yep.
And you know what? Your heart sings every day, even when it's the bad things, because you just feel like, I did this for myself. I can't believe that I'm now here when I used to be there looking on the other side. Yeah. And yeah. Dwayne says, I second that. The group is like a family and I'm glad to be part of it. We're glad to have you on board, Dwayne. And Dwayne will have to come on one of these. Dwayne also has his own YouTube channel, which is, you guys, you know how to produce. The production quality on those videos is like, whoa. What's Dwayne's channel called? Can you remember? Is it Silverback?
Silverback.
I just wanted to, yeah, that's why we're having these rents, real talk, so we can talk the real talk and, you know, answer anybody's questions, although not too many today, but loads of positive comments. Okay, so Dwayne's channel that you all must subscribe to as well is The Rise of the Silverback Entrepreneurs. So do subscribe to Dwayne's channel. It really is worth your while. But listen, if you want to get started, just I've got the link to the guide underneath. But for now, I just want to give the floor to you, Lois, and then we'll just tail off and wish you all a good evening.
No, I was just glad to be here, glad to be part of everything. And guys, like I said, it's a great family to join. Join the family, come and see what we're doing. And, you know, come and start your life. Not that you never had one, but yeah. Hey, start phase two.
Start your property life. Remember to like the videos and subscribe to Life with Lois and also to the Rent to Rent Success YouTube channels and also the Rise of the Silverback Entrepreneur. And we will see you next week. We've got the amazing Brenda Okanju joining us next week. So look forward to seeing you then. Bye for now. Bye, Lois. Bye,
Lois. Thanks, Lois. Bye, everybody. Bye. Stay safe.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like the links for anything mentioned in today's episode, or if voice is not enough and you want to see us on video too, you can find all the show notes and lots more at renttorentsuccess.com. That's rent number two, rentsuccess.com. If you've enjoyed today's episode, we'd super appreciate it if you would take a few minutes to review it in your podcast app. Remember, we'll be donating to our B1G1 charities too for each review you give. Until then, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer.
Thank you so much for being with me here today. If you would like more, we've written the number one best-selling book on rent to rent. You can find it at renttorentsuccess.com/book. Reviewers on Amazon have described it as the best rent to rent HMO book and also as a definitive reference guide and inspirational. Take your next step today and buy the book. You can find it at rent2rentsuccess.com/book. And I'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer.